Siman Shin Tes Zayin, and we did Sefer Aleph. We're finishing the Shavuot on Sefer Aleph. Following the Shavuot, Sefer Katan Nun. See, even though Mimela he's going to be Memoreach, if he's not Mechavan, they're Matar because of Misusu. Avagav the Mimela, Klemmer. To the Pumim Memoreach. So Mimela means not for, if it's not for my case of a Vadai, talking about a Sophic. So that's not a psych ratio. Bikal the Mechashem, Yishkach, Bichavan, Biyashagumas. So we're afraid. So why should we ask for it if it's not a psych ratio? So why should what's the issue? This is afraid that people will conclude and possibly forget that you're allowed to actually actively go and be mashal the gumus, because the cause of a simon shin beis evov become makom hachashar mishum isusa. And we had other places where we were concerned about that possibility, but over here because of the misusa of the roik, they were matzurit shar mishum isusa. Nun Aleph, Avo P. Shabesha Daris Al Roik, Motish Mashafshiv Gamkin Ma'atz. So if you step on it, which is what we're allowing you to do, we're crying you to avoid it.
What you to avoid it? Crying?
We're not requiring you.
Not requiring.
Yes. Shemashafshiv Gamkin Ma'atz. Abish Kenitir Mishum Misusa. It's not a psych ratio that you're going to be make do memoreach. It's you're not mechavan for that. So it's not usur. We were talking about a person who's walking. Even though he knows he's stepping on the roik and he's intentionally stepping on the roik, but he's not mechavan for miruach. But you can't go specifically to the place where the roik is. If you want to go and cover it with the hope that it'll get absorbed, you have to be careful. You can't do any shift. In that situation, you can't do any shift at all. You just have to just allow, put it down on top of it without any side movement.
What?
You fell?
No.
If the person spat on the ground, so he finds the having the saliva sitting there repulsive. So he wants to see if it's in his path where he's walking, it's mutter to step in it. Even if you'll be a little bit of side motion, with side motion will cause it to sort of rub into the ground. But since it's not a psik ratio that you're going to do meruach, it's mutter. If a person wants to go intentionally and cover and step on the roik, so there you can't. He's having kavanah to step on it. If he'll do shiv shuf at the same time, he'll be held responsible for the meruach which takes place. So the only thing he can do is he can put his foot down and make sure that it doesn't move to the side at all. Just presses down. So there's no act of smoothing. He's just pressing, not smoothing. Because when I run the cup of Beroik, people nowadays do not seem to be repulsed by the issue of Roik. So the Joshua Yeshum Shivshuf Kishadaris Alov, Yatzik Rag Lal Roik. So this heter that we're allowing the side motion. When you're going with fitumoy, which that should be usur, exera, you might do it intentionally. They didn't usur because of it's mias. If people don't find it mias nowadays. The Magaram is saying, so now the takana goes back into effect and it's usur, so all you can do is step on it directly without any side movement. Now, ubalecha hayotis mina peh umina chaitim. A person has not just spit, a person has like phlegm, a person has mucus. Varika misusa, b'shari l'darso l'fitumoy. That would go back to the heter of l'fitumoy, because it definitely is mias. Basically, Knesset afilo b'roik, shari l'idras alav l'fitumoy, d'noigin b'kob, k'ilea b'sim insari sef g'gimel, nir afilo b'beisa, k'shumarutzav, in l'hachmer b'roik, yasmi b'leichel. So basically, Knesset, even on the dirt floor, where because of the coven, it's considered mius that they have the roik on the floor. So it's mutter to be darsh lefi tumay. And in the bayis, which is merutzif, so it's only gzeira. So there, in that case, we can make a case of roik also, even nowadays, where people don't find roik to be so repulsive. Okay.
It's roots of not just the dirt floor.
Right.
Regular floor.
Correct.
The word roots poem.
Correct. I just want to mention one thing which I mentioned yesterday from the Dine Weiss. So Dine Weiss adds a kanach. Dine Weiss said that the Mishabura mentioned that the Mitzvah Meruach is only you're smearing and you're rubbing something on. The Isser of Meruach is smoothing something out. Rubbing it till the point that it absorbs is not Meruach. So if you have a type of a cream, which the way it functions is by being absorbed by the body, and you rub on it till it gets absorbed in, so there's no Isser of Meruach to spread that out, to spread it put it onto the wound or whatever it is. But it's something which is supposed to stay as a layer on top. So there, you have a problem. Meruach, you can't spread it out on Shabbos. He says it's only, he adds, this is only true when the medical need requires that you have to rub all of it in. Because then we're not afraid you're going to end up leaving, you know, you're smoothing, you're spreading it out. But as you're doing that, you're eventually rubbing it all in. So we say even though in that middle stage you spread it out, that's not called Meruach because that's not the goal. But if some of it, medically, you can leave some of it on top, you don't have to spread rub it all in. So then we're afraid he's going to leave some of it on top, and then that needs a Meruach on. He didn't do the act of being Mavliyah. So he holds that he adds that kanach, that situation, you can't do it. But if medically it's required that everything should be rubbed in, as much as what you have, you should rub in. So then it's mutter to rub it. Okay. Sif Yud Beis. Back to Tzod. Okay. Chayv Oif Sheb Rishusai. So a person has these animals in his possession already. So they're domesticated. So the domesticated, there's no Isur Tzeda because you're not capturing them and taking possession of them. You already have possession of them. They're already considered Nitzav Oimid. So Mutal Tzudan. So I need to take hold of one of them. Mishabur will deal with you can't do it in a way which is muksa, with the animal's muksa. So you can't be over the Isur of muksa, but avoiding that, the person would be allowed to take hold of the animal. But who shall yimroidu? Alan hay mardin oshalatov samavila bachotzer. If the animal is rebelling, so the reason why you're grabbing hold of it is because the animal is refusing to submit. So in that sense, the animal is not fully nitzer already. So you are doing an act of tzedah by taking hold of it. So that's also. I feel a machatzer. In machatzer gadol, shim loy gadol bein bnei adam al yitzichem mitzayda. So we're talking about it's not in full rebellion over here. So you could still, it still isn't within the nature of growing up around people. So it might be easier to capture it than a truly wild animal. But we're going to put the shear of tzedah is something which had the animal not been domesticated at all, you would need a trap to capture it, that size of area. And now even when the animal is semi-domesticated and you don't need the trap, it's also that size of area which had the animal been totally wild, you would need a trap. Now that it's not totally wild, so you don't need practically you don't need the trap, but on the halachic issue, it's going to become elsa to do tzeda.
Why don't we just apply the regular rules of pshriyachas? This would be a different set of rules. If I get a pshriyachas and it's not whole tzeda, the deer came into my hands, for example.
Right. So we're talking over here that you can't. You're not getting a shchiyah out of this. So we're saying,
we'll make it
if it's totally domesticated, So there's no problem of grabbing it.
No, I can't grab it.
I mean, eventually I can grab it. Shkiach is eventually you grab it.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, the area is very large, so I wouldn't. That area would not allow me to get a shkiach normally, but it's not a problem. And now that it's semi-rebellious, I'm going to need to do more, but it didn't fully lose its status. This is not the right, this is the rabbanon. Now, Yeshurim, the Osir Lotzut Chai Vavshav Rishusai, Vim Sodan is Potter. Okay. I will pour a basus called Koshkin Sharchaiv Oiv Shemordu in Sodan Chaiv Khatas Vachiniker. So they hold that Merida generates it to the status of being a derisive. Chasol Dinak Sharchaiv Oiv, also the tops of Bishabas. Okay. So let's see. Chasol is a cat. Fine. So, the Mishabur, a lot of Mishabur over here. What? No, Pashas, it means a house cat. Chai Vashab Rishusa.
A small tiger.
Okay. Kolel. What? Kol mini balichayim Mishir Gilon Bebeisoy Benasu Beni Tarpus. So, what we're referring to over here is any type of animal which has become accustomed to being around people. And it's called Bnei Tarbus, which means it's been
domesticated.
So the first sheet that says Mutal Tzudan, and a filu bechutz, even though you're not inside the house, you're outside. Mitam kimashem Bnei Tarbus v'hurgulu b'bayis. So even though right now I need to go and grab it, but since in general its nature is that it's comfortable around people, and it's domesticated. It'll come home. Even right now, it's out in the wild. It's out in the fields, right? But the nature of the thing is that it's going to come back at the end of the day. And then when it comes back into the corral, into the barn, you can catch it easily. See, even though right now it's out there, and it's not so easy to catch it. But since at the end of the day you'll be able to catch it easily, it's called. It's already captured. So that's the first sheet that holds. The second sheet that says no, but right now you need to do an act of tzeda to get it, because that'll be asim in rabbanon. So it's mutal tzudan. Now, what happened to muksa? Muvad shelo yitlan biyadoi, but that doesn't allow you to actually move them with your hands. Shabbat Kobal Chaim Hem Muksim, because they are Muksa.
What word came before the Tofsum to catch them, which means easy? Noach?
Noach, yeah.
What came before the Noach? Yeah, Noach?
I don't know. So what we're allowing you to do, tzeda, we're not allowing you to hold them, because that's a muksa issue. We're allowing you to do is to put them, chase them into the corral, into the small area, which they will now be totally confined and contained. So that's tzeda, but they're saying that that's muta, because even though you're doing it in the middle of the day, at the end of the day they're going to come home and you'll be able to easily take hold of them. Therefore, even now, it's not called tzeda. That's the first sheet. Okay. Now, if they're margin, it's also the tafsim. Not only is it also the tafsim in the soda, but even in the chotzer. If the chotzer is gadol enough, that you would need a mitzuda. But if it's a small chotzer, so there's nothing you need to do. So they are, even though they're in a state of, they're not submitting easily to the
capturing
the hand of the human. But the nature is that the it's a small area, so they're confined already. So they're practically they've already been captured. So you're not doing seda afterwards. So we're talking about it's only a problem if the chotzer is large enough that had the animal not been semi-domesticated, it would need a mitzuda. Sheim.
How are you translating mitzuda?
A trap.
A trap?
Yeah. Hanu she'achshav she'nitzgadlu ben anoshim. Now that the fact is that it's used to humans, so it's semi-domesticated. Ain't tzichem lehem mitzuda. You don't need a trap. Kivoy me'atzim leveitzim leher, because they're going to come in at the nighttime, etc. Kamakam kiman shemordu ve'inochel topsim. But the reality is that even though that's true, you don't need a mitzuda, because eventually at the end of the day they're going to come back. But since right now they are in a state of merida, they're refusing to submit. Ve'inochel topsim. And it's not, therefore it's not easy to take hold of them. The area is large. So not really tzedek the raisa, like we said, it's not, this is not the raisa, because at the end of the day they will come home at the end of the day according to the shita. That's called that they're nitzud already. So you're not doing say, you're not doing, but if it's large enough that had a situation of a non-domesticated animal, you would need a mitzuda, so people perceive this as an area where you're doing tzedah. They look like you're doing tzedah. You're grabbing this animal in this very large area. So Chazal asked it. Okay. So that's the first sheet. The second one says, no, it's also lo tzud chayv v'shib rishus. Now, so where is the situation? If they're in the area where they're totally contained, they're ready nitzud. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about hainu kashem b'chutz. So the scenario is that the animal is outside. It's in this wide open area. Or it's a house which is large enough, the contained area where it is in, is large enough that you would need an act of tzedek to get it. It's large enough that normally you would need more than one shkia to take hold of it. So then the Chazal said it's osur. It's not chayy, but it's osur. But the Pesach is like the second opinion, which means the fact that even though the first argument, this opinion says, listen, you're right. Right now you need to do tzedek. But at the end of the day, literally, they're going to come back on their own. At that point in time, you will not need to do tzedek. So practically, they've been captured. This sheita says that's true. But right now, mirabbanan, you're doing an act of tzedek, because right now they're not. They're out. They're in this area which you need to do an act of capturing to get them. The fact that they're going to come back on their own at the end of the day doesn't help you. That right now you're doing an act of tzedek, at least mirabbanan.
This is even when they're not
marked. Correct. According to this opinion. Then they say, in the case of Morad, the Shita holds its chayiv. Por Basus, Koshin Shar Chayiv Oif Shem Mordu, in Southern Chayiv Chatos. According to this.
How does this work with pets?
Well, let Mishabur talk about it a little bit. Let's see what Mishabur says, and then we'll try and fill in the gaps. Now, v'yotzu oifas l'chutz. So your birds got out into the open area, and v'chayshish shal yignu boyson. We're afraid that they might get stolen. After the tofsim be'atzmo be'yadayim. So you can't grab hold of them. If the kids like to chase them and catch the chickens, you don't have to stop them because it's only rabbanan. So a cotton which is oichel, and they said rabbanan, you're not mechuyev to stop him if he's doing it for his own purposes. If he's doing it for the father, it's osur. You have to stop him. The father knows. The kid chaps that the father wants him to do it, that's also. He thinks he's doing it for the father. But if he's not doing it for the father, he's doing it for himself because he wants to play with play. You don't have to stop them. Okay? Come to learn with Yehudi, you can ask the goy to go catch them. So we're dealing with a case where they're not morat, so none of the rights. So it's a drabonim. So to asking a goy to do it is two drabonims. Amir Lakum on a drabonim because of a concern of hefsid. So shuus to shuus because of half sin is mutter. Because of the Chayyim says further, the mutter lamed b'tnei ha'oif shlo yivruch kereishi yimimel yachshol abayis. You can block its passage, and therefore it will return back into the enclosed area. So even though you've caused it to become captured, that's not a problem. Furthermore, you're allowed to sort of encourage the bird to come back in towards the house. If the area, so your concern is that it shouldn't be stolen. So putting it inside the building is going to solve that problem. It's a large barn. For the bird, it's going to be an area which you're not going to be able to catch a b'shkiyachas. So you haven't unsaved it by putting it into such an area. You've saved your concern, which is that they shouldn't get stolen, that you've solved. Your goal wasn't necessarily to have the bird to be able to use it right now, which that would require that you actually going to take hold of it or something like that, which would be also because that's doing Seder. You're not trying to accomplish that. You're trying to accomplish it should be safe. It shouldn't be stolen from somebody else. So get it back into the building. It's not called Seder. Well, it's a very small building. You put it back into the coop. So in Shkiyachas, you'll get it. You did Seder, the Rabban, that's also. But over here, if it's a large area, it's not a problem. Now, Chayyim Kosov, Chayyim also writes the following. Back to the Chayyim, because he quoted Chayyim, then he Magen Avraham, and back to the Chayyim. The Indarkish al Oysa Ho'oiv, Shein Nishar Minaya. Its nature is it doesn't flinch. Some birds, after they're domesticated, a person puts their hand in it, it doesn't flinch. It doesn't run away. There's a type of chicken. She take if he or Shabbos kasheroitz on top. When he feels the hand, it just sits down. If that's the situation, the huayn is to say a cloud. The kuliyami mergel kavarvayis. That type. If that's the level of domestication, that's how it reacts. You have it already. That's not called seder. Even this shita holds that called. It's called nitzu, and therefore. So there, I can't hold it because that's muksa, but I can push it, I can do different things to encourage it to go into this, even to a small area, which seems to be called Seder, even like the second Shita, that's not a mice of Seder, because the nature of the animal, it's a bechlal, not. It's totally within the possession of the person already.
And then close the door?
And close the door.
Lower the two sheets.
That's the Chiddush he's saying right now. You can rely on the Chayyim, you make all that.
Why close the door?
You're
preventing it. That's not
what's saying.
He's saying it's
this already. This much, even the sheet which is answering Seder.
Right.
The madrega of an animal which is so domesticated that's not called seder.
So ignoring muksa, I could actually grip it by hand then?
Ignoring muksa, right. You could write it correct. Yeah. But he's saying practically you can't do that. You can do the chiyah or you can chase it. In, but you know, there's no seder involved in it. So most of your pets go into that go into that type of... The issue would be more like if you just bought a pet and it hasn't really become accustomed to the house. That's much more complicated. So then you have the animal that might run away. So shutting the door is going to be problematic over there. So that's a headache.
Forgive me, if you have an animal...
Buy new animals on Sundays.
Buy new animals. If you have a rabbit, can you pick up the rabbit? Or is that considered seda? The rabbit's in your house.
Well, that's the problem of muksa. We're avoiding the muksa issue. We're talking about not actually taking hold of it by hand. That's a muksa issue.
So you're saying it's us from me else muksa?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But all the cases where he's talking about a case where you're going to be pushing it from behind or something, you're not actually taking hold of it. But theoretically, if you have a rabbit who's used to the house, It's not going to run away when you open the cage and open up the door. It just stays in the house, basically, or it goes outside. See, if it doesn't leave the house at all, it's just it's b'chlal not. So that's this last madriga. That's not seder at all. If it'll go outside but eventually come back, that's mechalkes in the two opinions. The mechaber said it's mutter, Rama said it's aser, and that'd be aser. If you are worried about the safety of the rabbit not being stolen or being eaten by something, so you can ask the goy to get it for you. So according to this opinion, you can't be lotsu chayiv oif shavishusay. That there's a merakh or zeruah, which wants to be mechadish, that if a person keeps a Marbeno Reb Chaim Marach, there was the Sefer Arzurua written by Reb Yitzchak Arzurua, and his son wrote a Sefer called Maharach Arzurua. So it's called that to differentiate that between the Sefer that his father wrote, which is just called Arzurua. They were Bali Toysus lived in the city of Vienna in the 13th century. So he's Mechadish that even though Bali Chaim or Muksa, if you use Bali Chaim for decorative purposes, he saw an example in an aquarium where the fish are there for decorative purposes, they get it in like a kli and they're not muksa. That's the chiddush of the Marach HaZeruah. So some modern poskim want to suggest nowadays that maybe that's the status of pets. They didn't have the idea of pets. Their pets for them were, you know, there was, you keep a dog to protect. It wasn't something which you're using to directly benefit you. You keep the chicken, whatever it is, for eggs, eating them, etc. But the idea of a pet maybe is like the Merach HaZeruah. Now, no other Rishon says that heter. So it's a bit chiddush, the heter to start with, and then to say that he said the same way something decorates is considered a kli. The fact that I like playing with it becomes it's my toy. So it becomes a kli, it's my toy that I play with. So that's why some people argue that pets are not muksa. But if you're asking me what I hold, you got my opinion ready.
So you can use animals to make a mechitzah. So the understanding is you talk them into lining up and what you want them.
I think that some animals are pretty easy to do that. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I think cows or something like that, they're very
docile,
very, very placid and docile. So you just sort of like shoo it to a certain place and it stands there. Okay, so now, so the Shita says it's also to do tzeda. The fiza yesh yizor shal alahakli is oifis b'shabas min abayis kishu gadol umchusu tzeda shom l'mokim aklub shalem. You can't take them out of the house into the coop because the shom l'mokim tzar umikri tzeda gemurta. Taking them from the large barn into the small coop would be an act of tzeda. Large barn, the birds can run around and elude you, and now you put them into the coop, they can't. So if you're telling me that these birds have a din of tzeda on them, so you can't move them from the large building to the small coop. Now, so that the chickens are knocking things over in the house, right? So you want to get them out of the house, not because you want to capture them, you just want to get them out of the house and put them into the coop. We'll talk about it in the Bir Locho. The argument that Tzimlocho Shenetzich L'Gufa, and similar to the idea of if you're capturing it, that it shouldn't bite you. We said there's a kula, so maybe this is the same idea, and that's what the Bir Locho will talk about. Okay. But let's say it's a new pet, it's a new bird, pet. So it's a new bird, you bought some new chickens, and they're not used to this area. So there, I don't have heter. There, for them, moving them into the coop would definitely be an act of tzeder. And a filling mitzvahs and be'atzim l'kluv, also lino l'adelish l'kluv. You can't even shut the door once they went in on their own, because again, that's giving an act for them. There's real tzeda involved because they're not hurgul b'bayis yet. So okay. Now, then he says, part of a sus or other chayv oif, which is more due, and you did say that you chayv chatos. So now, what's the part of a sus? What's about part of a sus? Pirish, the part of a sus, shehem mini behemus. We've been talking about chayas over here. Now we're talking about the behemoth by nature, they're docile. Lo shayach said a klal filo mi rabbanan. A filo kono yisom mechadosh. V'dayin lo hergul lobo v'beiso. They're not used to coming to his home. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have possession of them, because he can just, they don't, the nature is they don't flinch. They don't run away when a person puts the hand on them. Their nature is that they don't attempt to get away from when the person takes hold. Therefore, moving them into a small area is mutter. So, but if it's morad, it's a different ball game. But the birds or chayers, which their nature is that they are mishtamit, they try to escape, they try to not submit to the hand. Even though you don't need a trap to get them, they're going to come back in the evening. And that's the sheet which holds. There's an itzur seidam mirabbanan on these type of things. But the kol zeh b'shelo mordu, this is all talking about that the animal has not rebelled. Aval mordu. So, but if it is morad, now we understand, it's saying a pora or a sus, and kal v'chomer a chaya or a knife. So even a behema, which is morad, there's a malacha of tzadr, deraisa, kal v'chomer by a chaya or a knife, which is morad, which was less domesticated to start with, that there's going to be a din of chiyav chatas when it's morad. They grew up in the house and they were accustomed to being submitting, but now that they, for whatever reason, they went wild, now it's called Seder. When we say Mordu, we mean Lagamri. It's totally Morat. They ran away from his possession. You would need some type of trap to get it back. You can't just call it back. It doesn't return back in the evening. So so that's called that. If those would be true, it's not truly morad. It's only a drabbanan, because it's going to come back at the end of the day. But we're talking about it's not coming back at the end of the day. So the Shartzin points out in Savi Aleph, Dim Loikain, if the case wasn't that it's more of the Gamri and it comes back in the evening, so then Erechayev Chatos Rakis Torbam, it's all the Rabbonim. Sometimes it's very hard to get these birds under your hand. But since they come back home to this place in the evening, that's not called Seder. So if that's the situation you're dealing with, the poor or the sus, that it rebelled to the extent that right now during the day it's running away, but it will come back in the evening. So there's no din seder in that situation. Let's see if we can finish all the shaburas. Leave the beer lachos for next week. Okay, so kol shkein shar chayv oif shemordu. Mar gam kein shemordu borchu beinu chazim le'beisel be'er. But again, it's a full merida that's not coming back. Alona b'sada, they stay out in the fields. Kavozo baravozo shalona alamayim v'kosh l'tavsa b'li mitzuda b'takbula. Like the geese. It's hard to get a hold of them without a trap. The Shulchan Aruch agrees to this. If that's the state of merida, so then a person who would capture it is doing tzeder. So now, practically, a person just bought new chickens or new geese, and they're not used to being here in this house. If So if they would in some way are able to escape, they're not going to come back. They're just going to go and search in the ashpa for the food. So a tzaddik and chayiv, a person would grab who would trap it on Shabbos would be chayiv. Yes, and Rabbi says the tzaddik feel all in Yehudi. You can't ask a guy to do it because it's a mere lachem of the race. In there, the Rabbi is galosh lematzah levichat shchiyah. What are Yehudi and Yehudi? Like nisa besarchay im chayish shiav l'day pseida. But to bring it from the outside into this house, which the house is not really a full seder because it's very large, and even inside the house you would need more than one shkia to get it, so you didn't do seder the raisa. So now I can ask a goy to move it from the outside to inside. So it's a mir la'akum, and it's a derbana of seder, which is only derbana because it's not a full seder.
How is that not a full seder? You can't catch it with one
shkia. So the house is large enough. Let's say it's a large barn. So moving it from the outside into the barn, it's not fully caught, so it's not called Seder Deraisa. Seder Deraisa means it has to be fully caught. Because, so over here, you're moving it from the outside to the inside, you didn't fully catch it, because you still need to run around multiple times till you'd be able to grab hold of it. So since it's not Seder Deraisa, you can ask the guy to do it for you, Malcolm Seder.
So the first stage getting in is not Seder, but then running around and catching it, that's not Seder?
That would be, but you're not doing that. Your goal right now is that you shouldn't lose them.
But if you did, that
would be Tehra. So you have a chiyuv to stop a katan from doing a malacha d'oraisa. So if they're chasing the goose into this very small area, that's called malacha d'oraisa. If they're chasing a goose into this large barn, where even it's inside, you still can't catch it easily, so then they're doing a d'rabanan. So they're playing doing the d'rabanan, you don't have to stop them. Dinah kashar chayav. Chasul is like a shar chayav. It's a lemur. Dein dinah kibehema al kachayav oif. We don't treat it like a behema, which he said there's no din seder at all. We did treat it like a chayav. V'yesh v'zeb kol prat dinah yisit seder k'may behem. So the question which they are the cats which people raise as pets. This din, or as they say, that those become like a behemoth. They become totally murgal with being handled by Bnei Olam, etc. So they function like a behemoth in this respect, that there's no din said on them, which that's partially the assumption. That once they're murgal bevayis and people raise them like that, the same thing would be true by dogs, that you would have a din of behemoth, even according to the second sheet, that's not a problem. Okay, we'll look at some of the halacha of Bez Hashem on.